Now to Virginia, where Mark Warner walked into the budgetary buzzsaw this year. He was elected governor last fall and took office in January. The high-tech corridor just outside Washington, D.C., used to create millionaires by the dozens whose state income taxes filled the coffers in Richmond. Now, after so many fat years, Governor Warner presides over lean times.
Cutting revenues and increased spending could only be maintained if the go-go days of the late 90s could stay forever. Unfortunately, in the last year, state revenues, which were expected to grow by 7 or 8%, were actually negative. And unfortunately, the state failed to recognize this or acknowledge this until mid-November, after the election. So now the House of Cards has collapsed. We have this $3.8 billion shortfall. What our actions to try to fix it are as follows. One, we've had to dip into our rainy day fund, our one-time utilization of funding. We are looking at a top-to-bottom review of state government, looking at consolidation, looking at very functions we may no longer be able to afford. And I'm happy to say that while the legislative process, our legislature just left session this last week, while the legislative budgeting process was painful, I think we minimized the one-time fixes. We've ended up balancing our budget. There will be a cutback in services. And we're going to start a discussion with the people of Virginia now about how do we meet some of our unmet needs, particularly in education and transportation.
You were the rare governor who was pressing for, if not a sales tax increase, at least a referendum in the northern part of the state so that northern Virginians, and these are the suburbs of Washington, D.C., could opt for a higher sales tax to pay for transportation.
What I've tried to do in my 8 weeks of being governor is, first of all, lay out the problem and then look at part of the solutions. Part of the solution is, yes, government cutting back, that top-to-bottom review, governmental consolidation. But at the end of the day, we need to be straight and say, here's how much taxes you pay, here's what kind of level of service you're going to receive for that, and should you want more services, I believe the voters ought to have a chance to weigh in and make that choice.
Yeah, I want you to talk a little bit more about what appears to be this disjunction between the debates that go on in state capitals as people dig into the nitty-gritty of what happens when the income tax revenues go down, and we have an option of digging into the rainy day fund once or not, or using the tobacco revenues, whatever it might be. And on the other hand, the political debates that we see as people run for statewide office, which sometimes seem to be from a different planet from what we then read about in state legislatures.
Well, the political debates can sometimes be captured by whatever happens to be the issue of the day, or social issues, or miscues by individual candidates. What we're faced with in the legislature and the governor's office is coming up with a budget. Now, even with the shortfalls that we faced in Virginia this year, and the tremendous budget needs, and the recognition, I think, by most legislators of both parties that the fiscal house of cards had collapsed, there was almost equal as much time, though, still spent on kind of social grandstanding issues, whether we should post the Ten Commandments on school walls, whether we should put up In God We Trust, the ongoing debates about abortion and guns, all important issues. But frankly, I would love to have had the legislature spend as much time on budget, quality workforce, and quality of life issues as they spent on some of the political posturing, social grandstanding issues, which make it the headlines, but it's not necessarily the role of state government, at least in my mind.
Mark Warner is the governor of Virginia. He's the first Democrat elected there in 8 years. But as he says, when it comes time to balance a state budget in a recession, there's not that much difference between what Democrats or Republicans can do.